Iraqi protesters blocked roads in Baghdad on Sunday to raise pressure on the government. On Saturday, security forces killed a protester and wounded 91 others in Baghdad. Reuters' Matthew Laratunda reports.
The protests that have swept Iraq for weeks are now the largest to hit that country since the era of Saddam Hussein. On Saturday, thousands blocked every road leading into the country's main seaport on the Gulf. Daylight demonstrations have been largely peaceful. Violence happens as the sun goes down. Overnight, security forces used live ammunition. More than 250 people have died since the protests began.
That is Reuters' Matthew Laratunda reporting. At least 13 people were killed in a car bombing near a market Saturday in the northern Syrian border town of Tal Abyad. The ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units, the YPG. The ministry also called on world leaders to take a stand against the YPG, describing it as a cruel terror organization. Turkey has designated the YPG a terrorist group, but the U.S. considers it a key ally in the ongoing fight against the Islamic State. Tens of thousands of Islamists at a protest camp in Pakistan's capital are awaiting a deadline set by their leader calling for the prime minister to resign. Cleric Maulana Fazlur Rahman led a caravan of supporters to Islamabad last week in a bid to pressure Imran Khan to step down, calling him an illegitimate ruler. Rahman has hinted he could direct his partisans to march on the seat of Pakistan's government and force Khan's resignation. Khan says he has no plans of quitting. For more on this story or any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Riot police stormed several malls in Hong Kong on Sunday in a move to stop more pro-democracy protests. The raids come as the city's leader heads to Beijing for talks on deepening economic integration between the semi-autonomous Chinese territory and mainland China. There were calls online urging protesters to gather in seven locations to sustain a push for political reform following a chaotic day of protests and clashes with police on Saturday. In Beirut, thousands of people turned out Sunday to show their support for Lebanon's president. The demonstration was held near the presidential palace in southeastern Beirut. The show of support for the country's president is in direct contrast to the protests Lebanese citizens began staging across the country last month, demanding a complete overhaul of Lebanon's sectarian-based politics. Iran's supreme leader on Sunday again ruled out negotiations with Washington. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Sunday, a day before the 40th anniversary of the hostage crisis at the former U.S. embassy in Tehran, that Iran will not yield to pressure imposed by its longtime foe, the United States. He added that holding talks with Washington will not solve Tehran's problems. He is quoted by state TV as saying that one way to block America's influence is to ban any talks with America. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Britain's election campaign heated up Sunday, even before it officially started, with Prime Minister Boris Johnson saying he would apologize to Conservatives for failing to take Britain out of the European Union by October 31st. Appearing on Sky News, Johnson made clear the central platform heading into a general election in December.
The difference between this government and any other party is that only this government offers a deal that is ready to go and a way of delivering it immediately in the middle of December, if we're lucky enough to get a majority. Now, of course, it's a big if.
Liberal Democratic leader Joe Swinson told Sky News Johnson has only himself to blame for missing his October 31st deadline.
He wanted this job for so long, and he was prepared to say whatever he felt he should say in order to get that job without giving any real thought to what he would do. So he made a stupid promise that do or die, we would be out on the 31st of October, without actually planning how to do that.
All seats in the 650-seat House of Commons are up for grabs in the December 12th election. Thousands of workers with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees have launched an open-ended strike in Jordan. A spokesman for the striking workers says the agency's more than 6,000 workers began the strike on Sunday. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castro.